This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yep. It's signaling, however, there could be another hike this year. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous day as we slide closer to the weekend. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us on this show. So here's what's shaking across the land. I think the big thing that affects all of us is the Federal Reserve and the fact in this particular scenario, that they held their key interest rate steady and forecast fewer cuts next year. So Chair Jerome Powell said we're going to proceed carefully. The latest decision leaves the benchmark short-term rate at a 22-year high still of 5.25 to 5.5%. It's just the second meeting at which the Fed hasn't raised federal funds since the beginning of its hiking campaign, which you have to go back to March of 22 for that, because there's so much conversation about this and how it affects us, obviously, anytime there's any kind of an increase. What Powell said is economic activity has been stronger than expected, so it means we have to do more with rates, but in a robust economy itself, it wouldn't lead the Fed to raise rates further unless they believe the stronger growth would spark another inflation spike. And isn't it interesting, the dreaded R word, we have kept that at bay. So in our particular scenario, where we're looking at a handful of months till the end of the year, we're finishing out the third quarter, this is a very, very good thing, because I would wonder what the impact would be, especially on mortgage rates. It is hurricane season, and we understand that. So it's always doom and gloom whenever you look at any disturbance, it seems, off the Atlantic coast or in the Gulf of Mexico. We got a storm that's going to dump more heavy rain on Florida throughout the week. We're talking about a bunch of inches of rain that could lead to some flooding. But right now, at least, it's kind of a stalled system, and this cold front bringing storms to the area, it, by having it stalled out a little bit, it looks like any kind of tropical development won't be anything like a kind of hurricane. So every time you get something named like Nigel, and it's headed northeast as a Cat 1 storm, and then you look at where that disturbance is, you know, there's that other disturbance, and Nigel, which we're talking about further into the northeast, right now it doesn't look like anyone's going to get slammed with those hurricane force winds, but we know it still can change, even though there are so many ways to measure it, and really, honestly, some of the best potential ways to look at what could develop within a storm we have. I mean, it's amazing, the technology. But there still is always a chance, always a little bit of a chance something could curve or pick up speed somehow. And you just watch as the days tick, 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 get closer. But I think we're going to skirt something big, at least in Florida. It's going to be rain, but I think we're going to skirt something that could be very, very big, which is good, because tropical trouble off of Florida and the high pressure and weekend watches and what happens with the cyclone. I mean, that's the thing. So it could be a little bit of a washout for parts of I-95, that area, something to look out for if you live along I-95 if you're on that coastline anywhere in the Northeast. You know, it's interesting, in Vegas, it's feast or famine. I lived there for a couple of years at one point in my life, and heavy rain just slammed Vegas on Wednesday. I mean, kind of a torrential downpouring where in some areas it totaled way more than an inch or more. I mean, this is the thing that I think all of us in this country watch out for now. It's one thing to say, oh, we got an inch or two of rain. It's another thing to look at how fast that rain came down, and that's what's leading to so many of these flash flood problems that we've seen from coast to coast when there's a bad storm that all of a sudden rolls in. And in the case in Vegas, they definitely saw in some places, not so much a flash flood, they just avoided that, but some pretty big rain, pretty big rain. I talked about this in a previous show, previous couple of shows. It's so sad what happened with this Patriots fan, but the Patriots fan who's dead after the altercation at Gillette Stadium didn't sustain traumatic injury, according to an autopsy report. There was an altercation during the game against Miami. He did suffer a medical issue when he collapsed at the stadium, but the district attorney's office in that area, it's the Norfolk district, released details of that autopsy report that says he did not suffer traumatic injury. Dale Mooney didn't, the 53-year-old who died. So that means there was the potential of, some people thought, will there be any kind of charges? What will happen there? I mean, look, emergency personnel responded immediately. It was pretty high up in the 300 section of Gillette Stadium when there was some kind of emergency. They got called immediately, and fans tried to do what they could. They tried to administer CPR, but what a tragic, tragic thing. I mean, a 30-year season ticket holder who basically got the tickets when he was in his 20s, dying while going to a game. You know, they're still saying they're working on the investigation, and they're still saying at the district attorney's office that it's open and ongoing, so not completely ruling anything out. There were a lot of fans who had video from what had happened, and they're looking, I'm sure, at all the angles of that, trying to determine if there is anything there. But what a terrible, horrible thing to witness. What a terrible, terrible thing, obviously, for his family. He had kids. He goes to the game, had two tickets, and had them for, as I mentioned, as long as he had them. And it'd be pretty shocking to get that phone call that, hey, guess what, your husband is in the morgue. You know, you're not even, there's nowhere to go. There's no hospital to go where you're praying that he survives. Gone. And then it's the shock of that, and then hearing the details of what happened, and so many people talking about this because of things that we've seen escalate in the stands, where sometimes there is chaos and people are escorted out, and we've seen fans who have died, unfortunately, at games when there's a rivalry present, where somebody has a different kind of t-shirt, cap, or whatever on. But in this case, it looks like it could be something that happened naturally. Was it exacerbated because of what happened? Perhaps. Coming up, bad news if you like to work out after 9 a.m. What does that mean? Find out.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Thoughts as we'll hit the mailbag. Plus, did you know it is World Peace Day? The tail end of it, anyway. What is World Peace Day? Well, actually, the beginning of World Peace Day. It happens on Thursday, the 21st, and it's the International Day of Peace observed around the world. The UN General Assembly has declared it as a day devoted to strengthening the ideas of peace through observing 24 hours of nonviolence and ceasefire. So we're going to talk to somebody who has plenty to say about that. Daniel Anderson, sculptor of the Exo World Project. The Exo World Project is this artistic brilliance that many call it, a beacon of hope for generations to come. It's a monumental sculpture that symbolizes world peace. So we'll talk to him about that. Before we get there, though, I said this, exercising in the morning. So if your fitness goal is to lose weight, according to this study published in the Journal Obesity, there is a journal, Journal Obesity, they say exercising between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. has been associated with having a lower waist circumference and body mass index. And it's better for you than, obviously, people who work out during midday or evening. So it is consistent with some of what people say. It's a common tip for meeting your exercise goals. They say that do it in the morning before emails and phone calls or meetings that could distract you. And there is this positive link, obviously, between moderate to vigorous physical activity and weight loss that is shown to be better than previously reported info by other researchers. So to shed pounds, even though it is kind of mixed, you know, there's always that mixed idea of when to do it. If the people who exercise in the morning between 7 and 9 had an average body, BMI, body mass index, of 27.5 compared with midday and evening exercisers who had a 28.3 BMI on average, right? So midday is 9 a.m. to 4, evening is 5 to 8 p.m. I don't know. I think it's tough for some people to exercise in the morning. Look at all of us who are on the third shift or night owl people. I think any kind of exercise is better than none. The more sedentary you are, obviously, it's not good for storing fat. I mean, no matter what, whatever your caloric intake is. So I think better to exercise when you can. But I get it. For most people, biking, running, walking, going to a gym, doing whatever early in the morning, you know, up and pumped, as I like to say, is maybe the best, because then you go into the day and you're running around and get stuck into that email, I call it the email pile, or you're on the phone, or you're doing whatever it is that you're doing wherever you you work. All right, speaking of working, there could be a big breakthrough, at least in one strike, not with the auto workers at this point, but the writers' strike could be nearing an end. Writers and producers are near an agreement to end the Writers Guild of America strike after meeting face-to-face on Wednesday, supposedly, in the hopes of finalizing a deal on Thursday. So on Wednesday night, the WGA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers released a joint statement saying they met for bargaining and would again on Thursday, and they feel pretty optimistic about that. You know, it seems like it's been forever, doesn't it? And it's been more than 100 days. So, yeah, it's a pretty long time. You know, actors have been joining the picket lines, and there hasn't been a lot of production of television shows, late night comedy, all that at a standstill at this point, the late night shows, production stop for a lot of shows and films, including Stranger Things. A lot of people watch Stranger Things. And earlier in the week, the Writers Union said they would resume negotiating with the studio. So there you go. It's the closest, anyway, they've come to some kind of a resolution since 11,000 film and TV writers went on strike starting on May 2nd. So beyond compensation, the WGA was pushing for new rules that will require studios to staff TV shows with a certain number of writers for a certain period. You know, now there's all that weird stuff with post-production and et cetera, and the material and not getting paid for that, and then the discussion about AI and how that's impacting the industry. And, you know, if you look at it, if you look at the effects of the strike, for example, like Warner Brothers Discovery, if you look at that, they say that they're going to take a hit of about $300 million to $500 million, and that'll make a big difference in what a full year would be compared to what they were predicting. And so it's the whole thing about getting people back to work, because the industry has plenty of people that aren't what I call the fat cats, and that's part of the problem. That was part of the argument of taking more morsels off the plate for some of those writers. But it looks like maybe they're going to come up with an agreement here. So that's a very, very, very obviously big, big deal. In the meantime, on the Hill, so we go from arguing mostly on the left coast and also a little bit in New York. That's where most of the strikes have been, in New York City or in Los Angeles. You know, the visible strikes with, you know, signs and lines and all that kind of stuff. Merrick Garland lost his temper, pretty teary-eyed, got pretty emotional when speaking about his ancestry. He got choked up twice during a House Judiciary hearing when he was talking about when he was pressed up against religion. And was there was there an anti-Catholic discrimination mode in his office? And he said the idea that someone with my family background would discriminate against any religion is so outrageous. So he got into a heated exchange with Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew when he was asked whether he believes traditional Catholics are violent extremists. Van Drew was pointing to the creation by two Pacific Coast FBI field offices that wrote a memo claiming traditional Catholics are domestic terrorists. And there was a big back and forth between those two. So he got emotional then, and then there was a couple of other times he was pressed about the DOJ rather, and whether or not it was politically aggressive, let's put it that way. And it was a really kind of wild hearing. Republicans called Garland, called him out on the carpet on his decision to pick David Weiss as a special counsel investigating Hunter Biden. So the hearing comes days after Weiss charged Hunter with three felony charges for lying on a federal form to purchase a firearm. So Garland said, I'm going to say again, and I'll say it again and again if necessary, I did not interfere. I left it to Weiss to bring charges or not. That was the idea. Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan said in his opening statement that Americans believe today in our country there is unequal application of the law. They believe that that's what the problem is. And he pushed back on that and said, our job is not to do what is politically convenient. Our job is not to take orders from the president, from Congress, or from anyone else about who or what to criminally investigate. He said, I am not the president's lawyer. I am not Congress's prosecutor. The Justice Department works for the American people. So this is pretty much what you would expect. This has happened before, and so this is just kind of a continuation, I think, of what happens when Garland testifies in any way, and what happens with some of the Republicans when they go after him, and then some of the Democrats who lift him up. I mean, it is the state of the country. It's your team or my team, no matter what office you hold. And like I said, Garland really pushed back on it and said, it doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter about that. It doesn't matter about Congress. It's about upholding justice. All right, coming up next, it is about peace, peace, peace. And what does it all mean? World Peace Day. I think anytime you use that word in any way in trying to obtain peace, whether it's through an artistic medium or something else, is all good in my book. And then we're going to bounce to the mailbag before we bounce out of this hour. So I'll meet you on the flip side.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He'll meet with President Biden at the White House. The visit comes as Congress is currently weighing Biden's request to approve more than $20 billion in additional aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to go around Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's block on military promotions. Lisa Taylor has more.
Schumer today moved to tee up votes on three key promotions, including for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Senate will hold one-off votes on top military brass, which are usually done together. This comes as Tuberville has held up more than 300 promotions in protest to the Pentagon's abortion policy.
After the Patriots-Dolphin game in Foxborough, 53-year-old Dale Mooney was punched in the head twice by a man wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. He hit the ground and never got up. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Daniel Anderson, who's a contemporary abstract sculptor and creator of the Exo World Project. Boy, he spent some time in a place I would love to go, Florence, Italy, when you think of that. He had formal education there, and he was the sole artist from New York City selected to participate in the annual residency program in Melbourne, Australia. And he was recruited pretty early into this gig. He got a scholarship to go to the College of Visual and Performing Arts at Syracuse University in New York. Ooh, my nephew went there. But we're having him on to talk about this, again, XO World project that I mentioned that is an incredible piece of artistic brilliance, but it's been described as a beacon of hope for lots of generations. It's a sculpture that symbolizes our collective aspirations, as it's been described, for world peace and highlights the immense significance of global harmony for the world's youth. Boy, do I like that. And it's especially perfect when we're talking about celebrating World Peace Day and how to promote peace, how to understand that, how to have more harmony in the world. So, Daniel Anderson, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Kate. How are you? Pleasure to be on your show, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So, first of all, tell me about this project, how it all came about and unfolded, and how you decided to symbolize what you did in your sculpture.
Well, basically, I was inspired by, a lot of current events and the need for people to come together and be united. The project itself, the ExoWorld project, embraces the pillars of equality, unity, peace, and love. And by using the symbol of the XO and the Jack, which is embodies a childhood game that's universal, I wanted to speak in sign language and convert the Jack into a language of love. And so the Jack itself represents future generations and a better tomorrow.
Yeah, and on the Jack, it's at the, you can see the Jack, it's beautiful, where the ends, how they curl into those hands, that sort of, that fist on all four sides. When you set about to do something and you look at how big it's going to be and the dimensions of it, and again, the rippling effects of it, is all that going into your mind as you visualize it, like I said at the top of this?
Yes, it is, and that's a great question. I really wanted to minimize the scale of us as humans and give you a bird's eye view into something that would relatively be very small in the game of Jack. So by playing with the game of scale, something that is bigger than life, to really let us peer into the playground reality and beautiful, harmonious coexistence of children on the playground, really makes you feel the impact of their world and how children want their world to be and adapt into that perspective.
Yeah. What did it mean to you to do this, Daniel?
It was truly an honor coming off of the 40th year mark of World Peace Day and 20th year mark of 9/11. For those that visit the World Trade Center, it just has a very cultural epicenter, power to it. And just the gravity of being directly north of the memorial was truly an honor to see people just interacting with this and sharing positive energy for one another and sharing love with other people. And that's what it's about, loving all people of all backgrounds and to be the catalyst and the conduit of positive energy for a global society is an honor that I cannot put into words.
So you described it how you can see it, and if we were to pinpoint it exactly, because there's people listening to us from all over the country and all over the world, if they want to go see the ExoWorld project, where specifically will they go?
So specifically it's on Fulton Street and West End, also mm-hmm. known as the West Side Highway. Right in front of One World Trade. It's directly north of the memorial and directly west of One World Trade entrance. A lot of visitors which get the opportunity to enjoy it because it is also a popular interaction with those that are waiting to go to One World Observatory at the top of One World Trade. So definitely would love to have anybody and everybody come and interact with it, share photos. We have a lot of people on a daily basis sharing their love in sign language. And, it's a pretty cultural destination that's been an honor.
So tell us about the ExoWorld Project Foundation for people who aren't familiar.
So the ExoWorld Project Foundation connected itself with the values and embraced the values and pillars of the ExoWorld Project, which were equality, unity, peace, and love. And their goal is really to just help global communities with the serious needs from healthcare needs to drinking water, and they really want to make an impact in global communities education, healthcare, and clean drinking water are some of their main focuses.
Yeah. Well, for someone like you, and as you said, what an honor to get this opportunity, and you're obviously excellent at what you do. Where do you go next? Where can we see future projects of Daniel Anderson?
You can go on my Instagram, Daniel Anderson Art, You can go to the Expo World Project Instagram. You can go also to the Expo World Project Foundation Instagram. We look forward to doing a lot of globally minded projects with public art and that expand into initiatives and hopefully helping more people out in the world.
Yeah. For you, and I mentioned your background because I thought it was so fascinating, you know, going to school in Syracuse, then going to Italy, and then getting picked for that residency program in Australia. Is it full circle for you to realize what you saw when you were a kid and to get into this field, so to speak?
It is. It is. And, you know, your vision evolves and your ambitions change, but you're on this journey of experimentation that's very open-minded and innocent. And for me, I personally get really driven to do artwork that has messages to it and can make an impact. So while there's always works that you strive to create as an artist, I think those that really change lives or tell a message that impacts, you know, initiatives are really ones that you end up really attaching yourself to. And it's just been an honor to keep growing and having loyal supporters and patrons, you know, along the way.
Excellent, Danielle. We wish you the best and continue to look for more of your projects in the future. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kay. It's been an honor. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you imagine how mind-blowing that would be, honestly, to be someone like Danielle and have that ability, that incredible ability, but get picked to do something on such a grand scale, and then to have to visualize that and put that together, realizing in the area where he's talking about, it is such a sacred space, really. To me, as somebody who was in New York and was there for 9/11, etc., as he described what you would see at One World Trade, I mean, it's just the kind of the perfect place for this message to have it, to have his work right there. And it really is stunning. It really is. It really catches you when you go by. And there is a lot of traffic that goes by that area. I mean, obviously tourists, but also so many New Yorkers, so many people that are walking around there naturally. And you can tell, and I've certainly seen some video of it, that a lot of people are taking selfies and taking photos of it and sharing that all over the place. And it's that simple, in my mind, I think of playing jacks. It's that simple game of jacks. And gosh, what a vision to be able to put the world and put that big jack right there and what that symbolizes. So if you go to New York, absolutely stop by there at World Trade Center, you know, at the World Trade Center, and get that shot, get that opportunity to look at his incredible sculpture, because it just really is the perfect place for it. I was watching in the beginning when it was getting pieced together. I had seen different shots of it, and I had a friend that takes the path and mentioned to me going by it and what it really looked like. And it's beautiful to go into the area anyway, but it's just kind of the, I don't know, the cherry on the top of what you see when you're there. Plus the whole idea, and we talk about this, of so much of what we're talking about on this show, when we talk about continued skirmishes and things that happen, and of course on that day just going through and remembering what happened on 9/11. I've told my story so many times on these airwaves of getting that, you know, great dream job at WFAN, the number one sports station in the United States, and then seeing what happened and how gut-wrenching it was to hear the stories of so many people that were had their lives ripped apart on 9/11. So we thank Danielle for that. Stay with us, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
The mail, man.
Who's listening to us in New Orleans as we dive into the mailbag. Mark says, Katie Kate, it's not a surprise that the people on the Hill can't get it together and constantly have this bizarre government shutdown conversation. It is what you call the Potomac two-step. It is so sickening when you are a constituent, you are a taxpayer, and the people that represent us keep doing the same thing over and over again. I think you said it best. I mean, listen, they can put all their squabbling nonsense aside no matter what label they slap on themselves. And for God's sake, if it's about the almighty dollar, stop screwing with the American people and put that as a top priority and figure it out. That's what they're paid to do. And we all just sit here and watch like we're watching a hurricane and we're in the cone of uncertainty as to whether or not there's going to be some sort of a shutdown and whether or not that chaos in Washington will affect us in our little parts of the country. Well, yeah, that's the whole thing, right? They agreed to a budget deal, and supposedly that was going to work, and now it's not, and it's this wait and see, and it's wait and see. That's what it constantly is. So there is no, at this point, there is no agreement, and this idea of passing a bill to fund the government is so far a non-starter. And we got just a handful of days almost until we run out of money. That's the bottom line. That's what it is. We're running out of money, people. So either they're going to figure it out or we're going to have a shutdown for a week, 2 weeks, a day, 2 days. I don't know. They got to fix it. And you got to push the politics aside. It's playing the political dance that I get, but the problem is we're constantly battling over this, right? Constantly battling over it. There is no new bipartisan bill. So that there isn't. And at this point, this last ditch effort to avert a shutdown has not worked. So we'll see. So here's the deal. In the latest, I'll just say this, in the latest plan, the price of what we're talking about, are we cutting 800 custom and border protection agents? Are we eliminating 110,000 Head Start positions for children? That's part of what could be on the table. Where are the spending cuts happening? Are there spending cuts? How do you get to this point of making a deal? So it is interest. I mean, that's what it is. And it's drama, and it's the constant talking about this, and the last minute ways to try to figure out a way to smooth over a final agreement. But at this point, it just doesn't look like one right now, right? And who loses the money? That's the thing. Who's the person that loses the money when there's a government shutdown? It's the constituents of these people that represent us, and it just depends on what you're waiting for. Are you a veteran waiting for a check? Are you retired? Are you waiting for a check? Do you work for the government and then they're playing let's make a deal? Yeah, I've talked about this so much in my time behind this mic. It's just the same thing, different faces. That's what it is. All right, let's move on quickly to something else. This one is from Max, and Max says, "Hey, Kate, what's the deal with going on with Tuberville? I saw something and just briefly caught that the Senate confirmed a couple of military nominees, but then there were some others that were blocked. And it seems like there was smoke coming out of D.C. over all of this. What is going on when it comes to these confirmations that are actually pretty important if you think about it? They are pretty important because, so I'm glad you brought that up. I even said it at the top of the hour. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reversed his decision on Wednesday and moved to force votes on three senior nominees. So you have General C.Q. Brown replacing General Mark Milley as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff when Milley resigns on September 30th, which is next week. And that's what you have to do by, according to our laws. General Randy George is going to be the Army Chief of Staff, and General Eric Smith nominated to be Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps. Pretty big deals. So Tuberville didn't object to those, to the confirmation votes. He says that's fine, and they're going to do individual roll call votes is what they're talking about, and then the problem is there are these other positions, and there's a holdup for other nominees, and part of that is because Tuberville is saying he's going to continue to hold up other nominations unless the Pentagon ends its policy of paying for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get an abortion or other reproductive care. He's hitching his wagon to that, so to speak, as far as these nominations, right? So you don't do this, I'm not going to do this. And remember, the Biden administration instituted that policy after the Supreme Court overturned the nationwide right to an abortion, and some states have limited or banned the procedure. So Tuberville is saying, let's do one at a time or change the policy back. Let's vote on it. So this is what's happening, and Schumer is saying that the senator is using them as pawns. See, this again, this goes to this months-long holds and this procedural back and forth that they go through, and it goes to what are you putting in something that you have to block something to hold up something else. I mean, that's what it is. Here's what it is. It's, I have these cards in my hand, you have those, and I'm gonna be okay with the three confirmations, absolutely, but then I'm gonna hold up on the others and on the whole process. So there's hundreds of nominations that are being held up. And again, that's tied to the Pentagon's abortion policy. So it could be that this gets dragged out months and months at a time. That's what it's looking like anyway. So there you go. Okay, let's move to another one, of course. This is from Van, who says, hey, Kate, I feel like I'm just holding my breath when I hear you talk about hurricanes and what's coming next. I can only imagine what that feels like for you. I know, as I have followed your path, and I'm sure many of your other fans have, that you came from Texas where there was tornadoes to now finding yourself in a place where you're dealing with hurricanes. What does that feel like? I have a daughter who goes to school in Florida, and I always kind of worry about her. What does that feel like when you hear about some sort of a storm system that's developing in the Gulf area? Well, I said it before, it's like a great big bizarre tease of waiting. What's going to happen? Another named hurricane, whatever it is. It's like Adelia. I had lots of my great friends from the great state of Texas reach out to me and say, just get in the car and drive here. Just bring the fam. Just come on up. Just stay here. Get out of that path. And I just, like everybody else, you're just waiting. Well, okay, you're in this zone. Are you evacuating? What's happening? And that's what it is. It's like this bizarre kind of hurry up and wait thing. Whereas a tornado, it bubbles up and look out, because you just don't know, right or left. You're looking around all over the place. All right, thanks to all of you for listening, and thanks to Nate the Great for his work on the technicals. My friends, we live in chaotic times, but as my grandfather used to say, any day above ground, Catherine, is a good day. Keep that in mind. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdy arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdy arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdy arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.